What do you mean, don't say it on the air? Why not?
That was off-air talk.
Yeah, but why did you say that? What's with that warning?
Just so you know that it wasn't said. I don't know if you heard the whole segment, so. That's all.
I didn't hear the whole segment.
Okay, well, then you may have thought that it was said, so I didn't want you to say it thinking it had already been said.
Is it not supposed to be said?
That's what I heard, yes. It was supposed to be just kept off air.
Huh. Odd. That just adds intrigue to it. You never want to do that. You never want to say that. They said on the air, we're just not going to talk about it?
No, they said that off the air, too. They didn't say anything about it.
Huh. I was just asking him why Suchere wasn't on at the end of his show. I guess we're not supposed to talk about it. Okay. All right. We won't talk about it. We'll move on to RF Moeller Jeweler. And actually, I won't talk about that either. Where are we? Moeller, right. RF Moeller Jeweler. Where was Suchere? We can't talk about it. All right. Mishki here for RF Moeller Jeweler. We talked to Mark yesterday on the air, and it was quite controversial because I happened to mention that his ads seemed to always be in the last 10 minutes of the show, and he was stunned, shocked, worried, and angry. Apparently, his ads are supposed to be dispersed throughout the program. Actually, we're not supposed to talk about that. But we got it fixed now. Mark, you're in this half hour right here. Right here, the big half hour. That 5:30 to 6 is the biggest half hour of the day here at KSTP. Well, that's not exactly accurate, but if I try to explain it, I'd get into areas I can't talk about. What I want you to know about RF Moeller Jeweler is they're into this unforgettable thing now. They used to be into the ideal thing. The ideal jeweler from the ideal... No, the ideal diamond from the ideal jeweler at the ideal price at this ideal time. And they switch. They're into unforgettable. That's what you are. They're into that now. I don't know why. Yeah, hello. I'm doing an ad right now. So you know this.
For Kenny.
So you know this freak on the line right now.
It's Jay Coles.
This guy who's decided that what he's going to have for a signature, what he's going to have as far as his stamp on radio is concerned, is the close shave guy. Jay, what the hell's going on?
He's found out it works on his back, too.
Ouch.
Hey, Jay.
Poor monkey man.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
Just
Mishki, I'm not going to be in for the first half hour tomorrow morning, but we can't talk about it. All right?
I'm just wondering if Willie's going to notice.
No, he won't. And that's why we're not letting him in on it either.
All right. Yeah.
And so you haven't been let in on this, huh?
I don't know what's going on. I was just driving in, and I didn't hear Joe on, and I asked, and boy, it's hush-hush around here. Something's going on.
Well, it's the same in the morning, but I can't. I wish I could tell you, but I can't.
Let me just, maybe you can tell me this. In all honesty, Jay, are you getting a closer shave now than you ever have in your life?
On your back, too?
Only on my back.
You're pushing the back thing.
Only on my back.
Have you?
Yeah.
I heard you train the neighbor kids to shave your back for you.
Yeah. And you say it like that's a bad thing. Is that a bad thing?
Where are you off to right now, Jay? Where are you headed? Are you in rush hour traffic somewhere? Are you?
No, Tommy. I'm taking the teenagers someplace to an undisclosed location.
Oh, can't talk.
The teenagers just have me running around, and I can't talk about it.
No. Well, it's a damn shame in talk radio when we can't talk, because that's pretty much our stock and trade. We're going to have to let you go since you can't talk.
Can't talk. See you.